I have been paid upward of $800 for foot skin.
Whoa.
And then I have like friends that want my foot skin, and like I give them like the friends and family discount, you know. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say friends and family. No.
Look,
family's
sometimes
buying
we're really
my
cool
foot
with a cousin.
Skin.
I don't know. Like it's.
But first, a word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the Man Whore Podcast.
Shout out to all the pro women's college sports anti-trans activists out there who can't name five WNBA teams without Googling it. This is Billy Procida, and you're listening to the Man Whore Podcast. I am crushing so hard. Aren't crushes the best, people? Are there not few things better than a real good crush? And then are there not few things more crushing than when your crush is like very purposefully not dating anyone and saying that nobody, no matter how beautiful a random man on the street is, has a chance because she's like, I am in my alone era. Oh. But then, hey, sometimes you have a 6-hour phone call with a beautiful woman on the other side of the country. 6 hours? Do millennials remember when like we had to pay for minutes on a cell phone plan? And by us, I mean like our parents had to pay for cell phone minutes. And a 6-hour phone call would mean you get legit murdered in the face by whoever was paying the bill. I'm feeling alive again, people. It feels good. This will mean nothing to those of you who showed up to listen to Felicia Rose, who I will be bringing to you in just a few minutes, I promise. But oh gosh, those of y'all who follow along with my silly life over here, the last several weeks, it's like ice has thawed off of my heart. My dick is waking up from a coma. My desire to throw it out there and risk rejection from another human being is good. It's back. It's kind of just like how I remember it. I am getting back at a 1 a.m. from what I don't know if it was a date. Sure damn felt like a date. Probably wasn't a date. And since I tend to not miss a Wednesday for the last 10 consecutive years, I am up quite late to intro you and make sure y'all wake up to a new Man Whore Podcast episode. So thank you to all of y'all who took me along on your morning commute, your morning workout, your morning routine, your afternoon lunch break, your very own subway ride to a is it a date, is it not a date? I hope it was for you. This week on the show, I've got on Felicia Rose. She is an adult content creator, a wrestling personality, dare I say, and former one-time Tinder match of a singular William Peter Procida Jr. And I do find out why, after these, 9 years since we matched, why haven't we done a thing? Why haven't we touched tongues? What happened? Why did it take a couple of sex podcasts to get us in the same room together? I surprisingly got a very clear and, how dare she, reasonable answer. But first, the Naked Comedy Show is coming back on April 26th here in Brooklyn at the Hacienda Villa. We have 8 and 10 o'clock shows, and tickets are finally on sale. Link at the top of the schnotes. And hey, if you want to be fancy, if you want to be nasty with it, as a thank you for buying the tickets because you heard it right here on the pod, use promo code BRINGATOWEL for $5 off your tickets. I would recommend getting them ASAP because, frankly, this tends to sell out We've had 8 sold out shows in a row. Don't be DMing me on Instagram the day before. Be like, oh my God, I didn't realize. I'm sorry. Do you think you can squeeze him? What? No, I can't. We can't squeeze him. Just get your ticket now. I mean, who knows what the availability is going to be after the Naked Comedy Show went international. Globo TV, a very big channel in Brazil, in Brazilian television, there's a show they have called Fantástico, I think is how you say it. It's like their Sunday night 60 Minutes-esque program. They ran a 6-minute segment on the Naked Comedy Show this past Sunday. I woke up the Monday morning to quite a few number of new Brazilian Instagram followers and a couple of, yes, creepy Brazilian men in my DMs. I'll have a link to the segment in the show notes. Granted, I didn't understand it. I don't speak Portuguese. So that was pretty cool. Before I get to my guest this week, Felicia Rose, let's do the fan whore appreciation moment. Yes, this is the part of the podcast where I like to give a shout out to members of my fan whore community on Patreon. I want to say thank you to Joe, a wonderful Kiwi out in the New Zealand. I hope you are spreading the word of the podcast all over your wonderful island. Thanks for being a member. Thanks for supporting the show. And a shout out to Jim. Thank you, Jim. Lurk around in the champagne room all you want. I'd rather have a lurker who's giving me the money rather than someone who's quite prolific in the channels who gives me nothing. Jim, you're an all-star. Thanks for supporting the pod. And you too can become a member, support the show for as little as $2 a month and receive a slew of great rewards, including very soon ad-free episodes. This is like one of the most no-brainer Patreon rewards I could ever offer, and I've ignored it for some time until now. Very soon, I will be launching ad-free episodes every week on the Patreon, but you gotta be a member. You gotta cough up a few bucks if you want access to those and more. Become a member today. Support the pod you love at patreon.com/manwhorepodcast. That's Patreon, patreon.com/manwhorepodcast. You have to do that on desktop. I don't think I'll show up in the app because I am adult content. You know, you eat pussy on one podcast episode and they all start freaking out. Like, service. Felicia Rose, internet babe, wrestling darling. We matched on Tinder. I think it was 2015. And, you know, I share this in the pod, but you know, I just, right off the bat, I just dropped to my knees in awe of a babe who was holding up a sign that said, "Face fuck me Finn" at a wrestling match. And her Tinder bio was so succinct. It was so simple. It was simply that, if face sitting was a sport, I'm a motherfucking gym rat. So, chef's kiss. For many years, I have tried to make fetch happen with this woman. And sorry to disappoint, but no, nothing happened after the recording. But we did have a killer conversation covering JOI videos, selling foot skin, and a very, very, very little known, possibly gone, dating app called Blender. Check the show notes for a lot of stuff that we mentioned throughout the episode, and get your tickets for the Naked Comedy Show. And did I say rate, review, subscribe? Those words. Go ahead and do those two while you listen to me have my second ever conversation with Felicia Rose.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
They're definitely going to know what was that guy I blew behind the dumpster. Right.
There's my fade in point intro. Right there. That's the beginning of the episode.
It's your bumper from going forward.
Well, I mean, this might be like in the top 5 longest lead ups from to get the episode done.
Yeah, I like to make a nice slow burn, you know?
Yeah, really made me wait for it.
Yeah, made me really wait a long time.
Made me do your show first, like, what, 6 years ago, and then all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we finally have.
I like to really tease it out, you know, as long as possible.
We love it when a gal does that. Big fan.
I need to take the gum out of my mouth because I feel like the whole entire track is just going to be like, you know?
I think I got it.
There you go. Now you have a piece of me to sell online.
Can't wait. There's some weird fucking dude who will buy it, though. So there you go. Yeah,
I do sell stuff like that. I sell foot skin a lot.
Foot skin?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't... Wait, people sell foot skin?
Well, yeah. Think anything that can come from a human being is something that will potentially be sold. But foot skin is often asked for, especially like post... Like they'll send me the little... What are those like foot booties? The ones that moisturize your feet. What are they called? Foot masks. That's the word. And they'll send me those and I'll wear one. And essentially, if you haven't done it in a while, your feet, like the skin on your feet come off in like little sheets. You know, like have you ever had a bad sunburn?
Yeah.
And your skin peels off in like a little sheet. Yeah, it's similar to that. And so people will buy and, you know, they'll pay for my time and all of that. But yeah, they purchase my foot skin.
How much skin are we talking?
It depends on like the shed, if you will.
Well, right.
So like, but right now it's winter, dry.
Yeah,
dry.
But like, are they expecting like a certain amount of skin and it's either more work for you or do they just get whatever
They get whatever comes out of that specific mask, you know? So if somebody were to ask me like, I really need you to build up your skin to the max level of dead skin cells, I would be like, you need to pay extra for that because that means that my feet have to be crusty for long periods of time.
Do they ever send you like an exfoliation video first to make sure you're doing it right?
No, actually that's funny. No, I think they trust I'll get them the good pieces.
If we were using like drug term, like measurements, like how much skin do you think? Like a gram?
No, way more than a gram.
More than a gram.
Yeah.
Okay. Like more than a bowl.
Peel, I think people that have done this will understand. Like, you know, when you get a good foot peel, especially in like the winter time, it's quite substantial.
Yeah, you just said foot people will understand. And so that's okay. Well, three listeners right now totally get it. For the thousands other.
Okay. All right. Think about the entirety of your foot and think about losing the layer of the top layer of your skin around the entire circumference of your foot.
Now, that's the foot skin.
I mean, you don't get every single piece because not your entire foot is dry. Like the top of your foot doesn't really yield a lot, but the bottom and the heel.
The heel. That's money maker.
That might be two layers if we're really getting funky, you know?
How much does one get for foot skin?
I don't like to always tell my prices, but I'll let you in on my little secrets. It depends. Also, sometimes I just ask what they're willing to pay.
Okay.
But I have been paid upward of $800 for foot skin.
Whoa. Yeah. And then you like put it in the mail.
And then I have like friends that want my foot skin and like I give them like the friends and family discount, you know. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say friends and family. No,
look,
family's
sometimes
buying
we're really
my
cool
foot
with a cousin.
Skin.
I don't know. Like it's
I mean, except for my brother that I sexed every day. Yeah, I'm kidding. But.
Yeah, I saw that other part in bio. We may get to that, but I've never heard of the foot skin stuff. And then you have to mail it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, how do? Because I talked to someone who like, you know, the selling of panties really and socks and stuff hardcore. Yeah. So I learned about the vacuum sealing and everything.
Yes.
But like, what are you sending it in? Like a jar? Is it in an envelope?
It's in a, you know, either a vacuum sealed package situation, but when it's the foot skin, it doesn't really need that level of, like, you're not keeping a moisture situation like you are panties. So I can put it in a Ziploc and just take all the air out.
I feel like I just the next time you do this, like if you, as a friend, if you'll take this doesn't turn me on, but like if you take a picture,
I have a picture
of the final product.
I do.
That I want to know that I want to see. Okay. After this, I want to see just so I get
I'll find it
an
for you.
Idea. Of what we're
of
talking
like how
about.
Much yeah. yeah
and then if you're really cool, I don't know, maybe I could put it on the Patreon. No, I'm kidding. No. I've never heard of this. Is there other body part stuff besides poop and pee that you've so hair, pubes?
I like how you're like, besides poop and pee, you don't finish the sentence to imply that, not that I know that you've sold your poop and pee, you know, like you're
I
like
imagine it's
Felicia
out there.
Sells her shit, for the record, for the right price. I'll sell anything, it doesn't matter.
Well,
but
I saw a video of a chick pooping for the first time. And yeah. I didn't really want to.
I'm sorry. Wait, you didn't get two girls, one cup when you were young?
Like, I mean, I did that, but like, I still don't believe that was real. I think that was.
Did you push that out of your brain as trauma? I get that.
I heard it was like chocolate ice cream.
So I don't know. I couldn't get past like 4 seconds of it ever, but like those 4 seconds are imprinted in my brain. I will say, actually, funny story that you mentioned the pee selling thing is that's actually my entrance into sex work was when I was in college. I was somebody, you know, that I was friendly with, friends. I would call them a friend. Yeah. They came to me and were interested in purchasing my urine. And they specifically wanted me to pee in the XXX vitamin water bottle. And so, you know, they lived like an hour away.
I want to know the fucking story that has him emotionally attached to that water bottle.
I think he was straight edge. So
what is a true? Wait, what's a triple X?
So straight edge, there's, you know, the original version, if you will, of straight edge that developed in the 80s and yeah. punk is, you know, there's three X's associated with straight edge. And those X's stand for, you know, you don't drink, you don't smoke, and you don't have, you know, promiscuous sex, if you will. So like the minor threat lyrics are, you know, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't fuck, at least I can fucking think. So it's like, you know.
Oh, that's from a song?
Yeah. Like this isn't just like...
Can you tell I owned an NSYNC CD as a kid instead of whatever
instead
you had?
Instead of Minor Threat. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I also owned my NSYNC CDs. Like, I was all over the place with music when I was a kid. But yeah, that was a piece of it was, you know, and later on people were like, well, we didn't mean like you don't fuck at all. There's no promiscuous. It's whatever.
So he wanted you to pee in this straight, this triple X water bottle. Yeah.
He wanted me to pee in this triple X water bottle. Maybe he just liked the scent of that one specifically. I don't know. Yeah. But, and I would. I still lived with my parents and I would just, I'd run upstairs from the basement and like sell my pee out. You know, he'd like pull up and I'd bring it to the car and sell him my pee. And that started my sex work journey.
But how does even, because like, and this happens with, look, you talk to like 50 dudes, you will not hear this story, but I've heard many women not in sex work say, yeah, a friend of mine has propositioned me for blank, whether it was full on sex or something like this.
Yeah.
Or like, a friend asked if I would just pee on him. He just like needed it. Like it was doing him a favor, not like a, you know, a sexual connection they were having. The audacity of men to ask for these things of their friends as if there's not a, cause like if you're not down, you can't stay friends with this guy.
To be fair, I was always known as like, I didn't fuck a lot, but I was very sex positive from a young ass age, you know? So I was always, you know, standing up for the hoe in the room, even if I wasn't the hoe in the room, right? Okay. So I think that, and like, I also made a lot of dirty jokes. That was my shtick, very sticky. And I think that like, made the wheels turn in his head and he was like, oh, I can probably ask this girl. She seems like a freak, you know? And then it ended up being all sorts of other things. Like I had a credit card from him. I could just like go rent a car to go drive down to Virginia to see my boyfriend. Like I was.
As long as you provided the piss.
Piss and other things.
And other things.
Eventually, yeah. Yeah.
Like the thing we were talking about before.
What were we talking about before?
The poo-poo.
Oh, no. It didn't, like, there weren't other... I like that that's where you went. No, like, I ended up peeing on him directly and, like, you know, things like that. Like, we got to, you know, he was officially my first, you know, in-person client, sure. If you will.
Should men, do you think, how does a guy know, like, it's cool to even pitch the idea to a friend?
That's hard to say because...
if your friend has talked to you about
being a sex worker, I think it's okay. Now he just lucked out that like somebody he was attracted to was also a whore and also broke and also was cool with getting paid for stuff.
Okay,
and so and because he was a friend, like I never, you know, I wasn't like I'm a sex worker. Hey, you know, I do in person sex work. I was just like quietly getting paid for sexual acts that I probably would have done for free anyways. But like. he saw that I needed money. I saw he needed me. So we made an exchange and it was totally copacetic and fine.
So after this guy, like, what was the first?
He still buys my nudes to this day.
We love that for him.
Right?
Like, we love that for you.
That's
and the hamsters.
17 fucking years, you know?
It's a long-term
client. Yeah, someone's going to feed these hamsters. And that is not a euphemism for pussy. That is my actual hamsters.
So, like, what do you do after the beginning of those incidents with this friend that gets you into, like, sex work?
So, nothing. I mean, nothing. I stopped. Like, what'd you do next? That was the last thing I did for a long-ass time. Mm-hmm. I went to corporate America. This was in college when I was, you know, I was working at, I think, like Sprint or something, and then just doing sex work on the side to save up to move to Brooklyn. And I got out of college. I got a job doing just basic customer service. I'm really good at customer service, okay, which is what I do now. But, you know, I'm good at the corporate game, if you will. So I did that, and I asked for a transfer out to Brooklyn, and they had a location, so they transferred me. And it wasn't until I moved back to Boston for work with them that the same person hit me up again and was like, are you down to get paid for some stuff? And I was like, sure. I like extra money. I'm living on my own, paying all my bills. Like, I think that I actually had a boyfriend that lived with me at the time, but he wasn't paying bills. So I paid the bills and I would be like, get out. I got to do sex work. And he was like, okay. And I did. And that was that. And that like re-scratched that itch for me because I wanted to do porn my whole life, but like I hated my body. And I was like, there's no way there, you know, back in the day, there was nothing that looked like me in porn. That wasn't a thing. Mm. Like I wasn't in the BBW category by any means, but I also
was in the chick category.
I was in the like apron belly, awkward shaped, no ass, but I should have one big titty strange category, you know, like it didn't there was nobody out there looking like me doing their thing, so like it didn't cross my mind it was ever possible. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just did the corporate shit and I you know, climbed that ladder. I got tons of money, but like when I got repropositioned, I was like, fuck, this is so fun, I like this, like it just makes me feel a different type of way. And it reminded me of that. So then later when I ended up going back to New York and I'm getting laid off because they were pissed I went to New York because the corporate was back in Boston.
Okay.
And I had just gotten viral with the sign. And
which we'll get into.
Yeah. And a couple of people expressed interest in seeing me naked. And I was like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to sell my nudes. And I just did it direct for a long time.
Yeah.
Just you know, 10 photos for $100 because it was proprietary as fuck. Nobody saw my snatch online yet. So fuck it. Let's charge a lot until we can't anymore, you know?
Is 10 for 100 like a lot?
10 photos for $100.
I don't fucking know. Now it's like
$7.99 for an entire month of access to these 6,000 posts I've had.
See, that's why I don't do a monthly.
Yeah,
you know, partially because I don't believe in myself, but the other part because I go like, I don't want anyone like for $10 to be seeing everything.
Yeah, well, you know? That's unfortunately because after COVID, the market got so saturated. It seems to be what everybody expects out of you these days is just the cheapest bang for your buck.
I mean, especially if they're just kind of poking around for just hot chicks. But I feel like that's where the game of getting them be like not just into you. Your look, but like into you, Felicia. Like,
right. They gotta be into Billy. I have those core customers that will never go anywhere. They love me forever.
Those people will throw all the money at you because they have a connection to you.
So those are the people that keep their rebill on and they pay the full price every month, even though, you know, they could desubscribe and resubscribe for $3. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I'm sticking around for the long haul kind of thing. Like those are the people that, you know, every time I say I'm filming customs, they order something. Those are my babes. Those were the people that keep a roof over my fucking head. We love them.
What did it feel like the first time you published on the internet nudes? Not like this guy gets 10 pictures or my friend, I'll go pee on him or I'll send him this tit shot. I mean, like something where like a lot of people can see it if they want to. What'd that feel like?
Super liberating and also scary. And I would purposefully only film in like really low res like iMac video, and I also thought I was fucking huge And which there's nothing wrong with being huge. I've been every size, but like I thought I was so much different that like now I look back and I'm like, girl, what? You didn't even have a body. Like, you know, like 60 pounds later, I'm like, yeah, okay, like let's go. Let's show this body off. And before I'm like, what were you so scared of? Show it. What? You know, so it's just so interesting, like how far I've come. But it was very liberating. It was exciting. It was something I had always wanted to do. And I finally was like, check, I did it, you know, check mark, like, fuck yeah.
And it went on, what was it, Twitter? Was it Pornhub? Like, where'd you put
my
it?
My first stuff went publicly on ManyVids.
Okay.
So, and then I opened a Twitter soon after to advertise that ManyVids. And that was, yeah, it was fun. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. What's this childhood dream of doing porn about? Tell me about that.
So, you know, again, I was like the girl that didn't have a ton of sex, but also was obsessed with sex. I wanted to like know everything and be knowledgeable about it. And I wanted to be the girl that my friends came to, like if they needed to have an abortion or if they had chlamydia or if they needed me to check like something on their butthole, like whatever. I'm that girl for you. Like, I want to be your sex guru. I wanted to be a sex education person of sorts, but I was just like, I don't know. I don't know if that's like the route for me. And then I also wanted to do porn because I loved it. I loved watching it. I was upset. Like, you know, I would go to the porn store that didn't card you and I would buy DVDs. And, you know, I have a signed Ava Angelina DVD that I got when I was 18 or whatever. And I was like, this is the best thing ever. I love her. It's like a Face Invaders video, you know, like that was, yeah, that was the dream. I really liked doing sex and I liked being a part of sexual stuff. So I was like, yeah, I want to do that.
But it sounds like you were really fixated on sex and wanted to maybe do some porn even before you had sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
So like, when did you first start getting sexually active?
16.
16. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not late. That's.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's also like.
Then how old were you when you were like, what are you, were like a 5-year-old like prancing around?
No, I was like 14, 15 when I was okay. Like, I started to become like, not obsessed with sex, but just like so intrigued by just, I don't know. I think it was like watching like, you know, fucking the late night with like Dr. Ruth stuff. Sure. And like, you know, I wanted to be that person that like you trusted with your sex stuff or whatever. I don't know. It's weird. I was like nerdy about it.
Well, at that age, who did you trust with your sex stuff?
My sister, probably.
Older, younger?
Older, yeah.
How much older?
She, 3 years.
Okay.
She was like the perfect age to like, you know, go to if I needed stuff. You or two we would figure it out together, you know.
Close enough to still party, but like old enough, like she's had some more experiences than you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And like she was very big on me, you know, being sex positive and owning myself, but also like not being frivolous. And like she made sure I identified when, you know, hey, that 32-year-old man doesn't want to fuck you because he thinks that you're really, really old for your age. And, you know, like he's a creep, you know. So like luckily I had a good role model for me. You know, we still like were wild together. We had fun. Like we would go out, like you said, like we'd go out partying. But like, yeah, she kept me in her sights. If you fucked with me, she'd beat your ass, honestly. So, you know, I had a good person to keep me in line.
Yeah. Was the 32-year-old thing, was that like a big thing that she intervened on? Or was there another time where she was like really, I'll just say, there for you for something sex related?
Well, between her and my mom was like super, I need to know when you start having sex. I want to know because I want to make sure you're on birth control and get, you know. So it was a very like sexually open household on like the woman's side of it. So I, you know, I had a good support system. There wasn't, you know, I had sex and then I think 3 days later I was like, I need to go on birth control, mom. And she's like, yeah, okay. I figured you did that. You just did that. So, you know, let's do that. And so, you know, I just remember that my sister was always really cool about, I could go to her for anything, but she also had an expectation from me of make sure that you like take care of yourself, you know, you don't just give your shit away.
Yeah. But then that means like when you make questionable decisions, like it's almost like, I don't want to disappoint.
Yeah. So-and-so, I mean, I ended up giving my shit away all the time. That wasn't even a thing. Right.
Well, like, you know, I mean, giving it away until some point, apparently. This is also like the longest, there was, you're like the longest in between matching and meeting up with someone.
Yeah, touche.
By the way, I did have something where like I met up with a Bumble match like 7 years later and then we finally fooled around.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That was last year. That was weird. I was trying to advertise the Naked Comedy Show and I decided 1 month, okay, I'm just going to text everyone on my phone with the last name Bumble or Tinder or Field. Who I'd never met up with. You know those people where you got to the stage of exchanging numbers, maybe you talked a little bit and then someone's like, oh, well, I'm going on this vacation, let's meet up when we get back, or like my dad just died and then yeah, never.
Sure.
So I was like king of that. And so I had a lot of these numbers. And I just texted through everyone. I got a lot of weird, a lot of non-replies, but sometimes I get like one person said, actually, I now identify as this name. Like I'm a guy now. So you're kind of gay. And I was like, okay.
That's hilarious. That's great. I love that. That's so funny.
Live your life, dude, I guess. You know, but then this one woman, she didn't end up coming to the show, but we did end up like finally getting drinks a couple times and fooling around. And then she decided, you know, no, it is good that we didn't do this. I don't want to do this. I'm going to go pick this other guy. That was fun.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, it's funny. I actually had somebody hit me up the other day. Do you remember? You're my age, right? You're like in the same age range.
I don't know what that is.
I'm 36.
34.
Okay, age range-ish.
I was always in the older women.
So, fuck off. I'm so sick of being the older woman in the room. Like, what the fuck? I used to be the youngest one. God damn it. Did you ever dabble in the app Blender?
I did.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, my God. But, like, I didn't even have the app because I didn't have, like, a proper smartphone. So, I did it desktop via Facebook.
So, right.
But, yeah, I was on that app.
Thank you. You're the only person aside from my old roommate that remembers this fucking app. And it was essentially, describe it.
It was, obviously, like, it was like Tinder meets Grindr for,
it was like Grindr
people.
For straights.
It was trying to be.
You could see how close somebody was to you. Yeah. So, if you're sitting in a Brooklyn fucking... you know, apartment in the middle of like Bushwick, it would be like, oh, 400 feet away is this piece of meat. You know, it was ridiculous. It was,
and yeah, there weren't a lot of people on it, or there weren't a lot of women on it.
Oh, there was a lot of men on it. And holy fuck, I went through half that fucking app in my neighborhood. I'm not kidding. I fucked everything I could in my neighborhood that wasn't.
And I couldn't get none? No.
It was, no, I know. It was crazy. I literally, there was one day where it was like four Blender appointments in a row. Like I just need, I don't know, you know, to be young and horny. But somebody hit me up the other day from Blender and was like, oh, I was just walking through Bushwick. And he lives in like California now. Okay. And he was like, and I remember the blowjob you gave me. Please tell me you're around. Please tell me you could blow me right now.
Like, right. That's the.
Like, his last name in my phone was Blender. Like, it was so good. I was like, this is fantastic. I love that I leave a lasting impression. That was 14 fucking years ago. Imagine just being like, oh, the wind blew and I remembered your blowjob. Like, it blew my mind that somebody from Blender was hitting me up. I was like, this was a long ass time ago.
Yeah, that's on this long. Very, like,
they had to get rid of that random app. That's very not okay. Like, I feel like there was probably a lot of, like, sexual assault that happened because of that fucking app.
Are you sure it's not just because of men existing?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. You
well,
know.
Yeah. Once you put, if you put, you know, men... Anyways,
I met up with two women from Blender who ended up, unbeknownst to me, when we started chatting individually on the apps, were best friends. I mean, best friends.
It happened to my sister and I once on an app.
Really?
Yeah, the same guy went like scheduled back to back dates with us.
Who did y'all know until
we
after?
We compared during? Notes after her date, and he was saying, and I can't remember the context, but he basically was like lying to her and playing her. And then had a date scheduled with me. So she and I sat at the bar waiting for him when he was supposed to come in.
Ambush.
I told her this recently. She's like, we really did that? We're so mean. And I'm like, no, I believe we thought he deserved it. Like, I can't remember why, but he did deserve it. We had like the whole bar in stitches, like screaming at him as he was walking out. Yeah. I guess it was like a real bad, you know, he was being a real... creep about something. I can't remember.
Well, so if he was lying to your sister, that's already grounds.
Yeah,
exactly. Want to go on a date with you? That's grounds for an ambush.
I don't know if I'd be that mean nowadays. Like, you know, I'm a little softer, if you will. But
there was a guy in DC. There's a story like, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. There's a dude in DC, and he would just be like ultra, like too efficient about his dating schedule. I guess because he scheduled like four dates like the same night in the same bar.
Or something like this,
and they figured it out, and then they kind of banded together. And then they all went on a friend date just with them. They all like kind of, by the fourth or fifth girl, they just like kind of confront them, and they like fuck off, and they take her, like, hey, you don't have to date. He just went on a date with all of us tonight here. If you want, we're going to go next door. Come party with us. And then they all just like took selfies.
That's fucking hilarious.
Luckily, these two were pretty chill about, because I didn't know, I wasn't playing anyone, then just kind of came out. Then we had one date where I felt like king of the fucking world, because we all three hung out at a bar and everyone was being chill, and I got to kiss both of them goodbye at the same time, which don't know if they felt as amazing about it, but like at 23, 22 years old, I felt like I was the fucking king.
You hit the fucking jackpot.
Yeah, I was like, this is amazing. Is this what Polly is? Okay. Sounds fun. Didn't work out with anyone. It's fine. But they've both been on the show. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. No, we're all very on good terms. But Blender, yeah, fucking random app. I haven't heard someone say it in 10 years.
Nobody else I knew about that. So it's nice to... nice to finally meet somebody that knows about how slutty Blender was.
Well, you were
crazy.
You also had a pretty slutty Tinder profile.
Well, yeah. What was that? Do you remember?
Oh, I still have the screenshot.
Of course you do.
I posted it in the Discord server.
You're fantastic.
Yes, it's you with your sign. Someone had the picture of you with your viral sign, which I'll let you tell the story in a moment. But like, it's you at a wrestling event with a big sign. Says face fuck me Finn. Mm-hmm. Finn being, I assumed, a wrestler.
Yes,
because I did not know things. And then your bio was real simple, so obviously I was just an instant swipe right, which was I think it was, if face sitting was a sport, I'm a motherfucking gym rat.
Yes, that one made it on like the Chive and Barstool.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
I used to go places and do things.
And go viral.
With my... embarrassing. Because honestly, if you read that and it was a guy's profile, cringe. But like, if you read that and it
fell in love.
Yeah, so the difference is so interesting. It really is.
Oh no, I lost that Tinder account. I lost one of my Tinder accounts once upon a time. Don't know why, but
interesting.
So no, we matched and we were talking and exchanged numbers. Mm-hmm. For some reason never got to meet up. But like, I was very enthusiastic. You were like, oh, face it. Hey, we can do that. I'm big fan of that. Big fan of just doing that. We don't have to worry about if my penis is hard when I do that. I like doing that. That's great.
Yeah, I make a good first impression. I really like to, you know, really leave a burn in your brain.
Definitely.
It might be bad, it might be good, but I want to leave it there, you know?
I mean, I think after whatever initial drop-off happened, I do think I tried to, like, reach out and see if fetch could happen. Like, every 6 months, I'd just be like, hey, you want to go out still? No, you know?
You know what? I think I was, like, intimidated by you.
Why?
Ugh. Okay, I hate admitting things like this, so fuck you for getting me to. But I haven't drank in like 3 months, so this beer is really getting to me. Anyways, you basically like were kind of living like my dream life in a weird way. Stay with me. You know, I forever either had a little sex podcast or had one on hiatus or whatever. You had like a fucking successful one. I think you were doing stand-up at the time, which I wanted to do. Like, basically, I think I just was like, I'm too jealous of him to hang out with. Like, I thought you were cute and stuff, but I just, like, legitimately was, like, in my ego got in the way. And I was like, I don't want to be around somebody I'm going to be jealous of. Isn't that weird?
That's so weird because, like, I was intimidated by you.
Which is so funny.
But I was ready to run mouth first into whatever that was.
Oh my lord. Yeah, exactly. So
because you're this badass looking went viral chick, right? Which like obviously
meanwhile
was a thing
I'm
I
like
wanted.
A big fucking nerd that like is nervous to meet people that have a podcast that I want to have, you know, like what.
And I think this might have been like 2015. It was not that big a podcast. It was just
Sure, but, you know, you had, like, professional photos, yeah. You know, intimidating.
It is wild what just, like, a professionally made graphic you pay someone $40 to do makes how professional that makes stuff look.
Yeah, it's true.
I had no idea. I mean, yeah. I thought you thought I was cute. But
well, I wouldn't have swiped right.
I don't know. My confidence in that went off because you seem like, again, this kind of badass punk wrestling broad who like yeah. wants Finn the face fucker. And I was like, I felt like the dweeb to you. So I thought like maybe as we chatted, you just realized like, oh, he's kind of like lame and too nice for me. That's, I think, another thought. I was like, oh, I'm probably like just like too nice or something.
No, it like, okay. I just didn't give you any kind of a chance because I truly was like, I was just like, I'm intimidated. Now, obviously not at all, but like I was super intimidated by you. Yeah.
I would have never, ever guessed that.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm fucking Mrs. Cool Guy. Like, I play it cool. I try.
Yeah, you're wearing a fucking camo shirt. Like, yeah. I'm ready to go shoot a deer with a dude if it'll make him like me. Yeah, that's what you got going on right now.
It says whore on it. You know?
Does it? Whatever.
Fuck you.
Oh, I didn't. I don't see it. It's the
whore. I love camo. It's my shit.
That's very interesting and surprising to learn. Mm-hmm. Do you know the origin of the podcast?
No, I don't think so.
I started it 10 years ago in interviewing women I'd hooked up with about why we didn't work out.
Oh, right. Yes, I do remember that. Yeah, because I asked you about that on my podcast.
Yeah, and then there was an element of to this where I was like, oh, it's like, why didn't we ever actually finally meet?
There you
when
go.
Didn't we ever
Full
actually meet
circle.
Up? And I'm like, actually...
you don't have to ever release another podcast again. You just put a period on it.
I might be ready to be done. I don't know. Been doing this a long time. I'm tired.
Why'd you swipe me right and never hang out, you fuck bitch?
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I texted you earlier because it was like, ooh, I know that this, like, in theory, like it could, if especially if you like didn't remember jack shit, it'd be like, why is this dude so fucking obsessed over a Tinder match from 9 years ago?
No, I remember.
So that's why I was like, I wanted to text and be like, hey, if I'm doing that, it's playful. I'm not actually stewing.
I'm not actually stewing.
I only stewed for like, I don't know, 2 years. That
oh,
tops.
Oh, yeah,
tops.
Yeah, yeah. That's nothing.
Tops
yeah.
was I like, had, Felicia!
I've had at least like decade-long stewers, so, you know, that's nothing.
And then you start putting porn on the internet, and then it's like, well, I guess I kind of, you know, parasocially. No, I'm kidding.
You're like, well, the appeal's gone now.
I only jerked off to her once every, twice, maybe three tops.
That's it? Boring.
Tops.
I actually only do podcasts of people that have jerked off to me 12 times, so I gotta go. Bye.
Damn. No, and then it was cool when you... But then when we first met was to do your podcast, which like I remember feeling like, I mean, if that's how you want to meet me, fine. But like I was really hoping for the whole face sitting gym rat thing. But OK, we can.
I think I wasn't single at that point. I think
it's possible.
I don't know what term to use, but in and out of relationships for a long period there with like the same one person. I don't fucking know.
A lot of breaking up, getting back together.
Yeah. So I don't remember if I was single or not back then.
Sure. I'll do this last one just to embarrass myself, but like, so I started doing OnlyFans like late 2020, as so many did.
As everybody did. Yeah. You bitches. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Saturating our market.
Yeah, I saturated your market. This man coming on a piece of toast.
Yeah.
Fucking with your market share for sure. Yeah. Yeah. I think that is the last like cum video I did was coming on a piece of toast.
Did you eat it after?
No, people
asked
that. That's
nonsense.
I wasn't going to do this. Someone's going to have to pay me for
that. You better
that.
Commit. You know how much shit that I have to ingest? Not literal shit. Do you not have to? Who knows?
No, I'm really holding up to the camera, like teasing them, like, I know you want to fucking eat this. And I toss it in the trash. Like,
so it was like a dominant. I got you. Yeah. It wouldn't have made sense to eat it. You weren't the sub in the situation.
I mean, it was all improvised. I mean, I didn't really think it through, but in the moment, I realized, like, well, I'm not going to eat this. What can I do?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me
shame them for wanting it so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And then look, I'm throwing in the trash because
you don't deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I was like, thank God I know some things because otherwise, if I didn't know anything about how to like end a porn thing, yeah. I just would be like, okay, everybody, bye. Look,
see you later. Have a nice day. Like and subscribe.
Smash that like button.
I'm sure that would actually be funny and go over well. It's crazy. I get so creative on the fly myself sometimes. Like, I'll be filming a custom for somebody else, and then I'm like, ooh. fucking amazing idea, and I'll like finish through that, and I'll have a whole plot line in my head, and then it's fun when it's like 2 minutes and I'm like, no, I'm going a different direction, you know. It's so creative. It's just so that's what I love about my fucking job. Yeah. I love being able to be like, what makes my pussy throb? Because if it's getting me, a very visual and intellectual sexual person, to throb, then other people are definitely gonna fucking spill loads to this. So, yeah. You know?
What's like your favorite creative thing you made?
I don't know. I like a lot of my just plot lines and storylines where there's some reason for either punishment or, you know, I have to teach you this or whatever. But my favorite thing I've ever made, and I always answer this on everybody's podcast or whatever, is I have a person that asks for customs of me. And this is their idea, not mine, but I fucking love it. They have me. Have you ever seen the movie Idle Hands?
No.
Really? Devin Sawa?
I mean, like, he and I are friends on Twitter, but I don't.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Oh my God. So that's one of like the first people I masturbated.
Would that have
to.
Gotten me laid 9 years ago? I could have.
Absolutely.
If I get him a DM, Felicia, just give him one ride. Because I could probably get him to
ticket to the theme park.
I could get him to send that instruction. He has an OnlyFans too. Oh,
what?
Yeah. I did.
Can I see his dick?
Probably. Yeah. Holy, if you go there. I don't know. I haven't subscribed. But I did have to explain to him what share for share was. Me.
My mouth is wide open.
I had
right
to
now,
tell Casper the friendly ghost what a share for share was.
Oh my God. I'm like sweating right now. Devin Sawa is my every dream come true. Anyway, so
if anyone, by the way, doesn't know what Devin Sawa is that Casper the friendly ghost?
Twister.
Was he in Twister? I didn't really
know.
Watch.
Or Tornado.
Well, the Twister is a movie. I just didn't. It's too scary.
No, it's not Twister. It's Tornado. It's something Tornado. Yeah. The Night of the Tornado or something.
He's the pretty boy in Little Giants.
He has the space between his teeth. He's also in some new shit. Which is why I'm like, he has an OnlyFans.
And more famously, he's Stan in the Eminem music video Stan.
He's also in the new Chucky show as the dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he has a little spicy account.
Wow.
And I said, you want,
I gotta go. We gotta end this right now.
I gotta go spend some money on some Casper porn.
Holy shit. Imagine. Anyways, I'm like very.
Yeah, you're flashing.
Overheated right now. Yeah. Flushed. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, is that the period or is it?
It's both. There's blood everywhere. Plus is rushing through my body.
Yeah, I'm going to sell this couch cushion after the podcast.
Oh, my God. Okay, so anyways, favorite thing I've ever made is somebody else's idea, but it was so fucking cool and creative and I loved it. And I did it like a little campy, which they loved. And it was essentially the plot of Idle Hands is that a sort of demonic possession happens to this person's hand, Devin Sawa, and it... You know, he doesn't have control over it. It makes him do bad, naughty things. It makes him do all sorts of shit. And like, it guides him, if you will. So in this custom, and they've asked for multiple at this point, which I love. It's like an ongoing thing. I have to give a meeting to a group of people, whether I'm like their college, you know, professor, or I'm giving a meeting at a workplace situation. They provide me with the PowerPoint I have to read off of, which I love, and I have to basically act out that halfway or a couple pages through my PowerPoint, all of a sudden my hand starts to strip me in front of this group of people, and I have to pretend like nothing's happening, and I have to try to stop my hand from doing it, and I'm very frustrated, and and then all of a sudden I'm so naked that I'm embarrassed. And then, you know, I get my job back after I get fired and I have to give another meeting and then it does it again, you know? So it's like this ongoing plot that my hand is essentially possessed and getting me naked. So it's sort of in the embarrassed naked female realm.
Yeah.
But it's so specific and detailed and I fucking love it. I love a plot. I'm a theater kid. I went to art school my whole life. Like, this is my shit. I love
acting. I
didn't
know you went to art school.
Yeah, I went.
I would have known that if we had gone out.
Well, not for college, but I did still take theater classes in college. Yeah, so it was definitely, you know, I like that kind of stuff. It's in my wheelhouse, if you will. I just like campy, goofy shit. It's fun. And also, that's hilarious. Like, my hand is possessed and making me naked. Sounds like my worst nightmare. I love that.
But it sounds like you had like a little bit of acting chops to do it. Like I got a before I did OnlyFans, this would have been like in college when I webcammed. I did get like one request that was kind of like that in the embarrassed nudity realm where he's like, I want you to pretend you're standing outside a nightclub. And this is back in like this is before like tokens. This is back when you're just pure, you picked an amount per minute and then they just paid that per minute and I would get half. Like that was just, that was the model back when I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm in the private. Now, my webcam's like fucking 6-7 feet away from me because he wants me to pretend I'm outside a nightclub waiting to get in. And all of a sudden I shrink. He's like, I want you to act out shrinking and then you shrink out of your clothes. And then you get big again, but now you don't have your clothes, and you're like, oh no, where are my clothes?
It's so interesting how detailed these specific fetishes get.
Yeah, and I'm not a fucking actor. Like, I don't think I did a great job, but I did my best. And then when I finally, again, I didn't have to jack off. I didn't have to show my butthole. Yeah. I just had to do that. And then when I went up to the computer, I'd be like, so how'd you, when I went up to the computer, he had already left. He had left the chat. I don't even know how long he actually did that. He might have been paying for like 30 seconds and then I may have done that entire scene to no one in my bedroom at my mom's house for no money. I don't know. I forget if I got paid. So that's I was beautiful. Embarrassed by the end of all that. I was embarrassed.
Yeah, there you go. He actually got it to work.
Yeah. But he did not get to come to it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's so interesting. It's so, I get a lot of like very particular, you know, I need you to, your boobs are growing out of your bra.
That's a cool
That's a thing, you know. There's also, giant test stuff. There's just, lots of stuff. I really like it when I get to do something where, I don't know. There's a reason why you now have to like sit and jerk off to me. I do a lot of jerk off instruction stuff and encouragement and stuff. So it makes sense that that's sort of something I enjoy doing a lot.
I used to be, I remember like, there was like a three to five year period when I was like in my late teens or early 20s where I was like really into JOIs, like ultra into I don't want to make a decision. You tell me. But the problem is JOI sometimes intersects with the denied orgasm world. Because there's JOI and then like some JOIs have countdowns. But then some of those countdown JOIs intersect with the failed or denied orgasm realm, but you don't always know.
Oh, see, my title is right there.
I mean, that's great and you want that for SEO, but like, I don't know, 15 years ago,
I'll be like dominant mean JOI, cum denial. That's the title. That way you know exactly what the fuck you're buying.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. It'll be like 30 second cum countdown. Yes, it takes longer than 30 seconds. Like that's the, because my count isn't exactly one Mississippi,
But not everybody was like, some people were fucking mean. So sometimes I would commit to a JOI. It might be like a 20 minute JOI. And at the very end, she's like,
you don't get to come.
And I'd be like, no, I did not consent to watch that kind of porn.
See, I get a lot of that stuff. I don't know if it's my look or what it is, but there's something about me
that looks mean.
That you said you were intimidating. I was intimidating. So I get a lot of that, even though what I really like in real life is I like to be very submissive. Mm. So when I get those requests, oh my God, I just like melt because it's so hot to me. You know, it's like I get to do exactly what, okay, sir, I'm going to open up your present now. Oh, wow. I don't know if I can fit that in my pussy or my ass or my whatever, you know, and like that's exactly how I want my real life sex to be. So maybe not as like infantilized as that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of like, oh, gee, what do I wear? What should I, do you want me to, shucks, do I suck this dick or not? You know, oh, gee, willikers, like
I
that's.
Vote yes. I say suck that dick.
So like that's when I shine the most in my opinion, but I'm sure other people, I've had one person be like, that's not exactly what I was looking for. And so like I remade it for them. And I'm sure there's been a couple times where people weren't completely satisfied, but I try to bring my best to it doesn't matter if I like it or not. Every performance, exactly. I want you to truly think that I'm your cousin and I walked in on you jerking off to my OnlyFans. So I even like edit the video so that my OnlyFans, another video is playing in the background of this video I just watched. You know, like, I go out of my way to make it as fucking good and realistic as possible for you. Mm-hmm. So you think, like, auntie is sucking your dick tonight or whatever it is that you're into, you know? But when I'm in my pocket of being a super sub, I feel like that is definitely when I shine my brightest. Mm-hmm. Because I believe it. Because I'm, you know, that's me getting organically extremely wet at just the idea of this thing I'm playing out, right?
In your Twitter bio, you also have I think it says like fam and taboo, and
yeah,
so in that realm of the why are we doing this, it seems like you get into some of the incest role play stuff.
Yeah, it was just asked of me for a while and I finally was like, all right, let's do it. I, you know,
what
I don't
do you normally cast as
mom or sister or cousin? That's a lot of what I get. Yeah.
Does it hurt when you get asked to do the mom? Because, like, you're not.
It used to.
You know.
It used to a lot. Like, I wouldn't do it for the longest time. And now I'm just like, my tits sag. I have wrinkles. Let's do this, bitches. You know, like, before I can afford the Botox, let's just embrace what I've got going on. And I look old. So let's, like, I have white hair. Like, my hair grows in white. Like,
oh, does it?
Yeah, it's all white right there, you know? Like, that. I can, you know, before I dye my hair, I'll include that in the video for you. Like, wow. Now I'm embracing, like, doing more Bush stuff. I'll, like, advertise, hey, today I'm doing Bush, you know, with Bush Customs before I shave it off for tomorrow. So if you want, you know, and a lot of people are like, yeah, I want my older.
Sales tactic, time-sensitive offer.
Yeah, that too. Exactly. Proprietary content. Yeah, and I'll just say, you know, I have a Bush in case you want, like, your MILF porn to have sure. Bush. And then they. I used to not embrace it, but now I'm like, fuck it. Whatever you want, babe.
How do you feel about the incest role play category?
You know, the problem is that I am not there to judge anybody's kinks and fetishes and paraphilias. I think that if there's an outlet for you to be able to toy with things that maybe you shouldn't in real life, that's good. Go through that outlet. You know, don't do the real life bad thing that you're probably not supposed to do, right?
Sounds whatever like, it have is. You gotten some requests that teeter around that mantra?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely some stuff that I will not do just because I'm not comfortable with it. But that,
well, yeah. I meant like in order, like a request where you can tell, oh, this is someone trying not to do a bad thing in real life.
Oh. Yes. I don't always do those, though. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. It's you can tell it's a little too, I'm too close to the issue, if you will. I'm like, oh, I want to be your therapist right now. And I don't, like, you know, a lot of times I'll get like requests where there's like shit play, right? And corporophilia is directly linked to trauma. And, you know, a lot of people have a lot of trauma, let's be honest. But sometimes morally, I'm just like, oh man, I just want to like give you a hug and tell you to like find help. Like, honestly, babe, you need it, you know? And it's like, I do not want to judge and I do not want to kink shame. And if you want to watch people shit, that's your thing. That's fine. But I also know that it often means that you also need a hug and somebody to tell you that it's okay to work through your shit. I have people that will pay for a Skype session just to chat with me.
Sure.
And I'll try to include, I'll be like, do you want to come real quick? We got another 5 minutes. And sometimes they do, but sometimes
that's so
they're
nice
just
of
like,
you.
Yeah. And I also, after, so say you come in like 6 minutes and you have a 30 minute session you've already paid for, I will stay on if you, a lot of people just want to go clean up, right? But if you want to sit there and chat with the cum on your hand, let's chat. I'll hang out with you the whole 30 minutes. You paid sure. for it. I'm not.
Now, in theory,
I'm
can they.
Scumbag, you know?
Could they jack off again in that 30?
I have somebody that does like 4 or 5 times in 30 minutes.
Right. For you, the time. Well, you know, in person sex work, it's not. When they say an hour, they really mean a pop. Some are like an hour is an hour and some an hour is a pop.
Well, yeah. I mean, this isn't as, you know, as grueling as in-person sex work. So, yeah, if you want to stay on the call for the 30 minutes and use it however you want. If you want to just be like, hey, while I clean up, bounce your titties for me. Sure. Yeah. You want to chat as a friend? Fine. You know, I do have a couple customers that are like, I used to jerk off to my cousin or my sister and I never did anything, but can you act like my, and I'm like, yeah, well, let's do family stuff. I'm fine with that.
Will they feed you like info on their personality so you can like be in character?
A couple have. Yeah. Yeah. Or like they'll
she's
tell
a real
me the,
bitch.
Can they'll you- tell me like where they jerked off. So I'll be like, yeah, like I'm in the shower right now and you're sneaking a peek and I can see you. You didn't know I could see you. Did you? You know, like shit like that. And they're like, oh, I didn't know you could see me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good at my job.
What's a request or two that you've gotten that you were like, that's just too far for me?
Sometimes it's like just too daunting. Like, and it's, I don't know. There's a couple things. I don't like to kink shame, so I'm trying not to bring it up too specifically.
I don't think it's, we're not going to like shame them. We're just going to say it was too much for you. I think that's fine.
I have never actually done any like corporophilia stuff because no one's willing to pay the price I charge.
What now?
Poop stuff. It's called corporophilia. Coprophilia.
Coprophilia, and that's the poop thing.
That's poop.
Okay, because it sounded like corpse. I was like, oh, you gotta like, pretend you're dead.
Oh, but. I'll do necrophile stuff. I don't mind that.
Look, I'll pretend to be dead so you can fake fuck so, me. I ain't gonna poop.
Truth Zone. I have like a sleeping, not necessarily dead, but like a sleeping like. Consensual, non-consensual fetish myself.
Same.
So, and like, you're not allowed to do that on most websites or anything. Sure. So it's like, you know, it's a, so the necrophile stuff, as far as the whole, like, just lay there and be a lifeless body like that, it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Again,
but
if you're,
unless it's
I
would, like,
I don't want you to do it in real life, right? Yeah. So if you're going to come to me and be like, I want you to play dead for me, if that's mm-hmm. scratching an itch instead of you getting up and defiling a poor dead body that didn't give you consent, that's why it's CNC instead of sure. non-consent, right? So it's like, I'll do that stuff. That doesn't bother me in the slightest. Mm-hmm. And I get why it would bother a lot of people. So I'm like, fine, that's fine. Yeah. Where else was I going with this as far as like what gives people the ick that I do
or what was too far for you?
Oh, right. That was the question. What was too far for me? You know, underage stuff. I'm not willing to participate in that. Oh, racist stuff. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in anything where. Like if it got released, I would be like, this is morally horrible, you know, because like incest stuff is in the porn world. It's not morally horrible. Mm. Right. Whatever. But all that shit where it's like, oof, God, I wouldn't want anybody to associate me with that thing. Yeah, I'm not interested in that. Like, I'm not going to call you slurs, shit like that. That's too far for me. Yeah. I think that's if you have some examples otherwise, but I can't really think of anything beyond that stuff.
Partnered content with Billy.
Fuck off. Slap you.
That was my last embarrassment.
I no longer film partnered content.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
I know.
No. How do you know?
I don't know. Well, let me put it this way. You, I forget the language you use, but like, I mean, this was another reason why I had declining confidence of if you were like at all, like if you were attracted to me at all, I was like, well, I do have the OnlyFans now. I at the time I was shooting partner content. So like I pitched you, I shot you a text and pitched you. I was up on this roof. I was like, yeah, this is my last shooting of the shot with Felicia.
I don't even remember this.
You don't remember this? Oh, I either DM'd you or I texted you.
And you asked me to film with you?
I was just like, hey, like, heads up. Like, so I started doing this. Like, I've been doing this. It's been going well. I've got, like, this many followers, whatever. I do remember that. It would have been probably the summer of 2021, I'm guessing.
Oh, okay.
And I also was like, does she just, like, not like me as a person?
Okay, I was like, I'm not going to lie.
She won't fool around with me. She won't sit on my face even to make money.
God damn. And she's poor shit.
No way. It would have been interesting if I had pitched you. Well, I should have done. I mean, I didn't probably for that reason, but I guess I could have done one more other swing, which was last year I did my 500th episode, which was I went down on five women and then who I had never hooked up with before. But after each one, I would leave and they would review me on mic with like a guest host.
You are a masochist.
It was great. I don't know. I did okay. I did okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm like a toothpaste.
Good for you.
Four out of five.
Good for you. Four out of five. All right.
Yeah.
First of all, I'll say this. Oral sex seems, especially when you're like really young and like excited to do things, it seems like a walk in the park. But like as you get older and actually notice like, oh, this, I like paying attention to this person's moans and like maybe I'm not doing the greatest job. Oral sex is different for every person. And yeah. it's like more of a code to crack than anything. And honestly, four out of five is actually fucking very good. Like, well, I don't know. I would. I wouldn't be confident in going down to four women right now in a row, five, however. I wouldn't.
But would you be comfortable? I mean, this is not a pitch, but would you be comfortable having someone go down on you on mic?
Fuck you.
Look, I've waited 9 years to break your balls about this, so I'm getting it all out at once.
You're an ass.
You know, you missed out on all this. No, okay.
I missed out on 4.5.
How has sex work impacted your dating life over the all these years? We'd say about 10 years, right? Does that sound about?
I've been
give
doing
or take?
It for eight.
Eight, okay.
Eight consistently, yeah. I don't know. I mean, people think that they can fuck you just because you're a sex worker, so that's annoying.
Of course. I just described it like 90 seconds ago.
Exactly. People also think that, like, I don't know, they want to like use you for practice, which is like a really weird, degrading thing that I can't express how much I fucking hate when people come to me and are like, can I like try out sex on you? And I'm like, are you offering me money? Or are you just being a weirdo? Like, yeah, that's a thing. Mm. So just social relationships in general have suffered for sure. But no, dating, it hasn't really impacted. Like the people I've been with were, you know, either I filmed with them or I just filmed solo, depending on their preferences. And you know, I was first and foremost a solo artist, if you will. I don't have a lot of boy girl content. I don't have a lot of girl content. That's not my bread and butter. So you know, I have it exists, but it's not. I'd probably be a lot less broke if I made more, but I have a big piece of the puzzle for me is making sure that I don't depend on anybody else for my own job. So if I can't make it, even if I'm just living paycheck to paycheck or whatever you want to call it, even if I am struggling now and then and whatever, at least I am not falling back on depending on anybody else. This is my money. I made it. I made it myself. And nobody can take that from me. It's not something that, you know, like I know at the very least I'll make this amount doing this solo. So now I know like where my line lives as far as like, all right, bitch, you got to maybe consider doing something different if you dip down past that, if you will. But yeah, I'm not interested in depending on anybody else. It's just, there's been too many times where I filmed with somebody and then, you know, I have the paperwork, it's uploaded. They hit me up. Oh, my girlfriend saw our shit. Can you take it down? Even though their face isn't in it. Or even though I have their paperwork and I could say no. Yeah. I wouldn't do that though. I'm not a dick. And sure. So like, there's just been too much of that, you know, I'm not interested in depending on anybody else's body inside of my performance, if you will.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And you're living the dream you had at 14.
Yeah, I am.
It's even better than the dream you thought you wanted, my dream that you thought you wanted.
And it's way better than that, yeah.
I think so. I think you're doing great.
Hey, I do have a sex podcast, okay?
Hey.
It's not successful or famous. Well, no. Okay. I suck at describing anything. It's it's fine. We're just not famous. And that's okay. I'm fine with that.
You're having fun.
I love my podcast.
Fantastic.
It's therapy for me.
Felicia, do you have a little time to do maybe a little bonus episode? I want to talk a little bit about maybe an intersection of wrestling.
I feel like I've been yapping about whatever. I have time for you. You've been doing it's totally fine.
Thank you. You're like, Billy, you waited so long.
I did not give you any for 7 years. So
you're like, I gave everyone on Blender many and I gave you none. So I can give you 10 more minutes, you know? So I thought maybe, and tell me, also you can say no, because if you're like, Billy, there's only 90 seconds to do there, but like some intersection of like wrestling and sexuality, I feel like there's a bit there, especially with like the signs you make.
Yeah.
So maybe we could talk a little bit about that behind the paywall. But before we go and before we do plugs, do you want to just tell listeners the...
We're doing plugs.
Yeah, we do plugs.
How big?
About that big.
I saw that when I walked in. And
when I'm loose enough, the one that's kind of over there on that table, you can't see it from there.
We're talking butt plugs, everybody.
Yeah, butt plugs. But but can you tell people the face fuck me Finn story?
Oh, sure. What year was it? 2015. I moved back to Brooklyn, and I had a ticket to NXT TakeOver, the first one. And there was a big match between Finn Balor and Kevin Owens. And I had the shittiest shit tickets seats in the world. It was section gajillion, you know, all the way up in Barclays. And because of that, I had some friends with me and I was drunk at home waiting for everybody to be ready. And I was like, I'm going to make a sign. I'm drunk and funny. So my friend and I came up with Face Fuck Me Finn. We wrote on the sign. She was all like, yeah, like she was just there for fun. Like, you know, she was just a cheerleader. She was awesome that night. And, you know, she's like, yeah, you definitely bring the sign. And like my friends who actually like attend wrestling shows, because like I had been to maybe like 5 wrestling shows in real life at this point. I liked wrestling. Okay. I watched it on TV, but like I went to like indie shows. I wasn't going to WWE shows. That wasn't a thing. Okay. And I ended up going and I'm bringing a friend who's just who's not a wrestling fan, but I have friends with me that are wrestling fans. They're probably like, this girl's going to get fucking kicked out, but whatever. So I hide the sign and I bring it in and I rip.
Did security search for the sign?
Yeah, I don't want to tell people my secret, but I have a secret way to
hide a whole cardboard sign in your cunt.
It's not even bent. So, yeah, no, it's quite cavernous in there. And I sneak in the sign and I, you know, have it. And then my friends who are very close to the front, they're in like a very good set, not close to the front, but they're in a good section. They texted us and were like, there is 2 or 3 or 4 extra seats behind us that nobody's come down to. And we're second to last match. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, fuck it. Let's go. Like, nobody's going to come to the seats now. So we sneak down and we go sit in the seats. And then I unmask the sign and it's the final match. And I held it up maybe 3 times tops for all of like 10 seconds. You know this because there's only 1 fucking photo of me holding it. If you've ever, I don't know if anybody has noticed that, but there is 1 singular photo in the world of me holding it. So it's not like I held it a ton. But yeah, I held it up and my whole section was like, what on the fucking planet? And nope, security didn't come and take it. They saw it. They didn't say shit. And yeah, the rest is fucking history. Whoa. I've held up a bunch of signs since and I don't do it really anymore. But yeah, for a long time, that's how people figured out who I was, because that night I was on Botchamania, posted online. And people finally put my face to my name and connected the two. And that's how I got enough like fans, if you will, to sell nudes and then turn it into a whole sex work career.
And most importantly, did Finn see the sign?
Of course he did.
And did he comment?
Yeah. We became friendly.
Oh. And did he face fuck?
I do not fucking tell. So.
But you can just like blink twice.
But he's seen the sign and he has, thought it was funny. He saw my other signs.
He appreciated the sign.
He appreciated the sign. We'll
keep it that.
Well, I mean, it helped. Listen, he did not need any help being famous. It's fucking Prince Devitt, right? But at the same time, I definitely think that it was not a thing that was going on at the time. People, first of all, signs weren't even being brought on a regular basis on that level. Sure. And then certainly not a fucking, you know.
Don't y'all love how long of an answer we got to a yes or no question? Wasn't that awesome? No.
Fuck you. Yeah. So anyways. So yeah, and then I had another sign that said finger blast me with 2 N's. And then I had another, but that was at a house show. And then another sign where it said finish on my face. And there's like pictures of Finn pointing at it. I was in the front row, you know, another house show. And then I also had, when he was out injured, I had a sign and I got on hard cam like 100 times that said awaiting the resurrection. And resurrection was spelled with erection, which I thought was cute.
Very.
And then I had like, you know, no flips, just fist me for... Yeah, the revival. And then I had Dumpster Among Us. That was a shirt with my face with cum dripping down instead of Monster Among Us.
What's Monster? I guess
Braun Strowman.
These are just words. I don't even know if that's a person or
that's
a thing.
Fine. Yeah, you don't need to know. Braun Strowman. Just sit and look pretty.
Thank you.
And then I had one of my favorites that wasn't appreciated as much as I thought it should have been. There's this wrestler, Bobby Roode, and I had a sign that said, come here, Roode, boy, is you big enough? And then like big was spelled out with like rulers. I'm such a slut. So I've had quite the run of signs, and that got me a lot of attention, which turned into a, a career, this essentially.
Sexy wrestling babe career.
Yeah, and now doing. I'm a manager for some wrestlers and shit, which is cool.
And so. Patreon people, you're going to hear about more about that in just a little bit. But for now, Felicia, where can people go to find you, follow you, buy your foot skin?
Foot skin, come to me directly. You can do that through my Twitter, which is at Felicia Rose. My naked Twitter, which is at Felicia Rose Raw. My new Twitter, which is Felicia MF Rose.
Wait, you're new or nude?
New, because Twitter's like suppressed the fuck out of my original one. So I'm trying to grow that one.
That
so
one is
Felicia MF Rose for motherfucking. And then my Instagram, which is People's Tramp. My TikTok is like Felicia Rose 69 or something. Oh, and my podcast, which is The Screw. You can find that online at The Screw NYC. And you can search that on any place that you get your podcasts. You can also search, you know, if it doesn't come up at first, search The Screw Felicia Rose, or just Felicia Rose usually gets it brought up. So, yeah.
Oh, Felicia, thanks so much for coming through. Maybe we can put a date down for another 6 years from now.
I think so. I could totally schedule you in 6 years.
but for now, you know, why don't you go ahead and say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, everybody. Go look at my pussy online. Bye.
You know the drill, people. Don't click out just yet, because there is more of me and Felicia Rose coming at you. I'm going to play a teaser from our bonus episode that is coming out tomorrow exclusively on Patreon, pending lawyer approval. so just hang tight. Let me get through a little bit of housekeeping, and you'll hear some more. Look, next week marks the 10-year podiversary of the Man Whore Podcast. April 16th, that is 10 years of putting out an episode every single Wednesday. If you got the extra dough, if you found a few extra quarters in that junk drawer of yours, head on over to patreon.com/manwhorepodcast. It's $2. There's all sorts of bonus behind the scenes content, Discord server rewards, bonus episodes, community access, and more. And not to mention supporting an independent content creator. Tomorrow I've got a bonus episode coming out exclusively on the Patreons with Felicia, and we're talking all about the sexiness of wrestling. Thank you to the longtime listeners for all your downloads and your engagement and your support. And to the newbies, I hope you'll stick around for next week and the other weeks to come. Go educate yourself about trans people in sports. Go ahead and Google the name Mac with a K. Mac Beggs with two G's. Mac Beggs. If you've ever been skeptical about the whole, I don't know, I'm just saying they're biologically more natural, they're just stronger. Go search Mac Beggs. Go search the effects of estrogen on a male-bodied human. And stay slutty.
It's art with the physical form. And so it's really cool, first of all, to see all different types of bodies do all these really cool different things.
Sure.
You know, these gravity-defying moves done by people that you would never expect to, or these, you know, really strong moments where there's just somebody, I don't know, showing off their strength and stamina, and I don't know, there's just something. It's like a long sex escapade,
often
with like scripted moves. You know, it's interesting. It's a very sexual, without it being like, I'm not sitting there sexualizing every single move. I'm not, but there's some moments where I'm like, that was done so well that was fucking hot. Like that, like, whew, like that did something for me, you know? So I'm not sitting there like, oh, the girls have their butts out. Like, yeah, that's hot. Cool. Butts are cool. But I'm not, you know, I'm not fucking 16. Like, sure, I can handle some skin. It's more so the, you know, when these bodies are in sync with one another and they're sort of creating this physical ballet of sorts, it's really sexy.